This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha.
The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, The Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Up in the upper square, beaming the satellites in from a chilly Austin, Texas. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Damn it, Ted. You're not wrong. We're bundled up tight down here. I'm wearing the giant parka that I was wearing in Park City, now in Austin. So, you know, the desert moves in waves. How you boys doing?
Good. All right, down there in the bottom square, also from a chilly palm desert, Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, dude, a couple of 40s the other night.
Look, if people know me, they'll understand when I make this statement. That last week was the first week I had turned on the heat in my bedroom.
Ooh.
Because I moved in, last March? So it never got that cold. I mean, I have both bedrooms and the living room, and Sunday morning, I got up and just walked through my hallway up the stairs. And I mean, you could see your breath in there. It's literally been below freezing all weekend.
Dang. Ted, I feel like I can hear the happiness and excitement that Matt and I are both in the cold with you.
Oh, 100%. I love it. That's like, I live in Seattle, so it's expected. But when I saw what was going on in Texas, I was like, ooh, that's not good.
Oh, shoot. I just lost one of our, I'm trying to track down all of our emails. There we go.
Did any pipes burst yet in Texas?
No, but I had a pipe burst in Seattle, actually, inside the popcorn shop.
Oh no kid. I left my sinks dripping all weekend because that's how cold it was.
Yeah, we had one swell and kind of, it was leaking, but it didn't actually fully pop, but it created some issues. But we're all right. We're good.
So when we left here last week, that was Wednesday night we taped it. And I talked to my buddy Will this week, and he's like, hey, I listened to your podcast about the national championship. And he goes, it's kind of funny that you and Cobb were worried about Michigan taking your coach because on Friday he left and went to Alabama.
Oh, my God. I know. That was, man, Ted, I got to hear your thoughts on that. I'm sure you have mixed feelings.
I mean, look, you want to be happy for what DeBoer did for Washington's program. But, and coaches leave, I understand it, but two main things. Number one, I don't know that a coach has ever been in the national title game and then in the same business week, we're not even talking 7 days, the same business week left the university. I mean, that's tough, dude. And they offered him a ton of money. But the problem is that DeBoer and the coach at South Carolina and Lane Kiffin and Saban all have the same agent. So that's now we're finding out. That's why DeBoer didn't sign the extension. That guy was trying to get everybody a pay raise. And then DeBoer actually got the job.
Wow. Do you know what his offer at UW was?
I'm not sure. I just know like Alabama didn't offer that much more money. They just have better NIL deals. And it is Alabama.
It's Alabama, man.
So, right. I got into a huge fight the other night with a group of people. They're like, it's the holy grail of college football. I'm like, it is. Yeah, Saban made it great again. There were some really bad years for Alabama football, too. So I'll be interested to see what DeBoer does down there. But I can guarantee you, I already don't like Alabama. Now it's like, fuck Alabama.
Dude, that's honestly exactly how I was feeling. It's like, so he has a family in Bellevue, like two young daughters.
And one of which is supposed to play softball for UW.
Right, exactly. And you're going to go live in a hotel in Alabama? I mean, I get it that that's a big job, but that was a big job because Saban has been there killing it. Like with Saban gone, any other team could be just as big in college football. I mean, I would understand a USC. I would understand a Texas, you know, somewhere warm, somewhere nice, but like you want to go live in, it's in Tuscaloosa, right?
Correct.
I mean, I don't care if you're getting $20 million, like what can you buy in Tuscaloosa that's going to equate to like being with your family in Seattle for five, you know, or whatever he was making up there.
Yeah. And I mean, my main point is just this. And look, I'll talk about the transfer portal and this and that, but I don't want to hear anything from these freaking coaches that break contracts and break their word all the time and leave. Like, stop bitching about a 21-year-old dude who transfers. Like, kids are, you know what I mean? Like, let him transfer. Like, I don't care anymore. It's like, the coaches are the worst. They've been doing this forever. I mean, to DeBoer's credit, at least he went in there and talked to him. But, like, Brian Kelly, when he left Notre Dame, he just up and left. And then Washington went down to Arizona and hired their coach. So it's like, you're just poaching back and forth. And it just, I don't know. I love college football so much. And me and my brother talk about it. But it, in my mind, it's by far the dirtiest of the major sports in America. Like it is dirty. It's filthy. It's all f***ed up. But I do thoroughly love it and enjoy it. But God, college football's messed up, man.
Oh, yeah. And you got to think on all those recruiting trips that DeBoer's been going into over the last, you know, year and a half. He's like, hey, come to Washington. We're going to win a natty. I'm going to be there. I got your back. Like, I'll guide you through. And then he's like, psych, I'm out.
Yeah, and like somebody leaked the audio of the talk he gave, and it's like I believe you, but also like that would be tough for me as a player. Like I don't need your crocodile tears, dude. And it's also like,
yeah, he already got into the natty.
But you just lost the national title game. Next year is a 12 team field. So it's like it opens like you can win a national title at Washington. Like you're right there.
Easily. You literally were, you know, a couple touchdowns away. Like it can be done. And now like the boosters are kicking in. Like, you know, UW, like, one, massive student body, and two, like, they put out so many graduates. So, like, there is a ton of money behind the UW booster program if you're winning games.
Well, that's the other thing, too. Like, Bill Gates was at that game. Like, hey, Bill, why don't you kick down some Microsoft money? But, you know, Paul Allen, I think, was more of the I'm into sports and kind of stuff. But it's like, man, if Microsoft or Amazon, if one of those companies started putting out money for the UW, like everybody would be coming here.
Oh yeah. And I mean, you know, that's the Paul Allen situation is a whole different conversation with, oh my God, just like the Seahawks changes over the week, which I don't even know if we want to talk about since we don't usually go too deep on sports, but like, come on, that's our guy. Peak at the right time. Pete Carroll.
It is. They just didn't peak at all this year. I mean,
yeah, that's, I mean, you can't be great every single year though. You know, you got to rebuild. Like, he lost a lot of people. I get it.
But that's not it. They over, I mean, look, this is what Snyder, the GM, said today. He said, we overachieved last year and we underachieved this year. Like, it seemed like they were right there. And honestly, like, it's almost like the Seahawks took a step backwards. So I can fathom getting rid of Pete Carroll, but yeah, it'll be interesting. It's just a weird week. And then it's funny, our other buddy Barnes, who works at a massive sports station and a morning show in Seattle. Like, I was texting him last night, like, you back from Morocco? As him and a bunch of dudes were riding mini bikes from Morocco. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, amazing trip, but all hell broke loose while you were gone in the last week. And he's like, I know. The one week you're not there, UW goes to a national title, loses their coach, and Pete Carroll's gone. It's just like, damn. I mean, it's got to be the strangest week in Seattle sports history.
And up there. I mean, essentially all negative right now. It was correct. Cool being in the Natty, though, I got to say. But yeah, that was tough to lose.
Yeah. And Matt, so it's me and Cobb and then his soon-to-be father-in-law and another guy that went to the game together. So we're all in this text thread. And Friday, I'm kind of sitting there, I'm watching all the news, seeing what's going to go on with DeBoer. And I'm like, Ash, you know, like, I kind of know those guys. Should I send a text or whatever? Boom. The other dude just comes over the top. Like, you believe this BS? I mean, Cobb never jumped in, but the three of us were going back and forth.
Man. Yeah, that was just a wild week for, what a roller coaster for Seattle sports fans. Just all over the map.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah, sorry.
Matt, we got a big delay on you.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes. Sorry, you kind of froze up and then sped up there for a second.
Oh, okay.
There you are. Yeah, I was going to say, it's weird how your mind messes with you, too. Because, like, I talked to my buddy on Thursday night, and then he was supposed to do that radio interview on KJR. I said to my buddy, if he doesn't go to that interview, there's big trouble. He cancels it. So I wake up. I was up early. He canceled the interview. And then you're reading stuff. And it's like, and then before I knew it, I was starting to buy it. Like, maybe he's just working out a new deal. And I was like, maybe they're going to get Locksley from Maryland and hire him back at Alabama. And then when they announced it, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, obviously he was gone.
Yeah, that was brutal. I'm with you, man. You got to a Natty in the town that you like with your family, like, why not just ride that out? It's like, now he's going to be, I mean, he's going to be living in Alabama. What else is there to say?
Yeah. Also say this. I told people on the men's room, but I just want to reiterate it here. And I get it. You know, people go, it's a business decision. I got to do what's best for me and my family. I'm like, listen, everybody, if you can hear my voice, just make sure when it's your turn to make that decision, you keep the same energy because they don't care. And it's not like a college coach. It might just be your job or whatever. Keep the same energy with them. Don't let them ever try to be like, oh, well, you need to be loyal and this and that. Like, nope, nope. We're doing business decisions. Don't make it an emotional.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess my thinking with the Alabama job is like, the difference in money is not worth the difference in lifestyle. But, you know.
But you're talking about, I don't know that the talents make that big of a difference when you're talking about trying to be the best college coach. So you want to go to Alabama. Obviously, if you have a choice between Tuscaloosa and Seattle, I think a lot of people will take Seattle. I think for him, it's more of just having that job.
Yeah, I guess. But I'm just like, you know, Alabama wasn't in the national title. UW was. So, I guess he's feeling like maybe he would get better recruits at Alabama. People want to play SEC football, but I feel like over a period of a few years, well, maybe not Washington, there's other schools that are in that combo.
Right, and Michigan beat Alabama in overtime. So, I mean, they were only a couple plays away from that Natty.
Sure, yeah, you're not wrong. Also, big shoes to fill.
Yeah, that's my big issue. I just wouldn't want to be the coach after Nick Saban. It's like when Howard Stern left regular radio. There was a lot of morning shows that got gigs, and a lot of them failed. And I think a lot of it, some of them were good shows, but it's just tough when you replace the man. Like, I feel like I mean, look, in a perfect world, I'll be honest with you. DeBoer loses his few games the first couple seasons. They fire him, and then the next guy's good.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, he basically has to go back to the Natty because, like, Saban went out as a top four team. You know, like, Alabama fans want results.
Yeah, and it's Alabama. Like, he's going to have a rude awakening when he loses a game or something. Like, people are going to freak the F out.
Yeah, and, like, Tuscaloosa, you know, I haven't been, but I imagine there's nowhere to hide. Like, people see you out and about, you know? You're not anonymous in that town.
I don't know who said it, but my brother was still, I think it was my brother, like, oh, he thinks he's ready for the pressure. If he loses the coin flip in the first game, people are going to want his head.
God, that's a good line.
That's just a different beast down there. Now, a little more sports. Let's have a good laugh. Ah, the Dallas Cowboys. They just can't get it together in the playoffs. It's unbelievable.
God. I love it.
Yeah, they got.
I'm not a fan of America's team.
Either am I. And I mean, they just got absolutely smoked. I was like, damn, like, this is brutal. But yeah, I'm at that point in the playoffs now where I was like, all right, Seahawks aren't in it. And I was like, for our buddy Sal, I was like, I'll cheer for the Dolphins. Dolphins are already out. I'm like, I'm just watching football now as I'm a junkie and there's not many games left.
Yeah, you're going to just become a Taylor Swift fan, man.
Oh, all right. So let's talk about that a little bit. Who was
you're gonna have to catch me up. I'm behind.
So, like, was it Tony Dungy talking about, like, the Taylor Swift effect and was like, I don't think football fans really care about it. And like what's it got to do with football? And that's why people are leaving. Like, the NFL has the biggest, best numbers in all of sports. There are, I think they're like the number, either them or the Premier League's the number one and number two sports leagues in the world. And then, like, Brett Favre came out and said something. And it's like, listen, you old fuddy-duddies. Like, Taylor Swift has done nothing but promote football. That's what it was. Yeah. Brett Favre said she's just dating Kelsey for a cash grab. And it's like,
oh, my God.
Are you even fucking aware of what's coming out of your mouth? Like, she's worth $1 billion. She doesn't need a cash grab. And also, like, we got to stop, like, I don't know. Like, people are like, oh, the league's gone woke and this and that. It's like, well, the ratings haven't shown that. So it's like, great. I'm glad you're happy. I'll also, when all the Kaepernick stuff happened, I will never understand people that are like, I don't care about, you know, I don't, athletes and their politics, but I'm not watching the league anymore because of Colin Kaepernick. And I remember looking at a girl I grew up with, looking at her dad, and I said, oh, if you don't care what he thinks about politics, what do you care? Watch the goddamn game. So you're only punishing yourself.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, seriously. And bring it back to the Taylor Swift fans. Like, that is a 100% untapped jersey market for the NFL. Not a single one of those women owned an NFL jersey until this year. Like,
yeah.
She's making the league money hand over fist. They should be giving her that box. Maybe they are. But yeah, like, who cares? Like, what's wrong with there being more fans? Like, oh no, we don't want more hot chicks at the games.
Yeah, and it, I mean,
in the attractive young women who are smiley and fun.
Yeah, and then this weekend people are like, there's a game on Peacock, this is why nobody watches this league anymore. And it's like, that's just false. Like, look at the numbers. The NFL dominates not just sports leagues, it dominates TV viewership. Like, when you look at the top 50 shows at the end of the year, usually like 47 of them are NFL games. Two of them are like a college game and then like the Oscars or something. So just like, those are the 50, like, stop. Like, there's nobody, like, I don't know what some of those people, they just say stuff to say stuff. That's why nobody watches it anymore. It's like, no, you're wrong. You're just dead wrong. You have no idea what you're saying.
Yeah. Jerry Jones is going to be fine.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. People like saying wild ass, man. That's for sure.
Yeah, right. Just wait. Get ready. Like, get ready for what? Even, you
dude,
know.
That was like Papa John Schnatter. And what did he say? He said, get ready for the Matt, do you remember what the actual line was? Oh. I'm gonna try to find it.
I remember he talked about eating 30 pizzas in 30 days or something. Yeah. I'm a real pizza man.
Well, and it was like the something is coming, like the day of reckoning. What?
Yeah.
Papa John's found something like that. Like, That just got so wild. Yeah, Papa John's Day of Reckoning. That's right. He's like in that sweaty interview. He's like pouring sweat. He's like, I've had 40 pizzas in the last 31 days or whatever. He's like, the Day of Reckoning is coming.
It's like, dude, chill out. You make pizza.
I love that, dude. Yeah, I know. Right. Dude, it is so funny. You get like these, I don't want to say alt-right, but certainly like strongly conservative business owners who all of a sudden like get political, like Papa John. And what's the MyPillow guy whose business is now like defunct?
I can't think of his name.
Mike
Lindell.
Thank you. Mike Lindell. Yeah. Now, and then I guess he just got cut by Fox News, like, so he can't advertise on there anymore. Just wild, man. Like, just sit back. You've done something that very few people do. Like, sit back, collect your $18 million a year and live a great life.
Yeah. And that MyPillow is dope. It's a good product. You know what I mean? Like, I've eaten plenty of Papa John's. It's like, we just, it's like, God, just, right. It's just, I don't know. It's wild. It's yeah. Also like, I don't know. You know, when Trump was in office, though, I have so many people I know that'd be like, oh, look at this one. Yeah, he's going down now. He's going, they got him this time. I was like, people on the left, you could stop saying that until something actually happens. Cause I'm sick of hearing that too. It's like, yeah, what? Yeah. Another charges? Like, now we know his record. It's not going to show you his tax stuff. Like, none of this should be surprising.
Yeah. Well, and right now it is kind of wild given all the, like, both federal and state cases that are working their way against him. But, you know, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, my dad brings that stuff up pretty regularly when we talk. And I'm like, here's the thing. I'm like, you can't really send him to prison. Like, what are you going to do? If you're a judge, I mean, you're in a tight spot. Like, you can't not do anything because he's got 35 felonies that he's on trial for or whatever. But also, like, you can't put him in prison or, like, you know, like, people know who you are. And there are millions of, like, Trump supporters out there, and people are going to be pissed off. And so, I don't know. It's just,
hey,
I'm really
interested. Look, you can put him in jail. I mean, that's the party of law and order. If you get convicted, you got to do the time.
Look, I'm with you from a, like, you know, legal interpretation standpoint. I mean, from like a practical standpoint, where, like, that is going to be a wild circus. If he's like even doing like a 1 year sentence, people are going to riot. It's going to be wild. And like, whatever judge does that, I mean, I feel like there's, I don't even want to say on here because I don't want the FBI like knocking on my door, but like crazy stuff. I mean, just seriously imagine just being a judge and being that person. Like, you're going to get some inbound, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the guy broke into Nancy Pelosi's house and tried to attack her husband, or attacked her husband with a claw hammer looking for her. Like, we already have cases of this crazy stuff going on. It's like, and it, I mean, to me, the worst thing is that I talk all the time, right? You lose millions of people in the middle, right? There's plenty of Republicans who are not Trump people.
Yeah,
right. There's plenty of Democrats who are not Biden people, but like, it's gotten so extreme. I feel like you just lose everybody in the middle.
Yeah. The silent majority. I think just being the one to actually put your pen to that paper and be like, it's my name on the, you know, Trump prison sentence is going to be wild. And the only thing, we don't have to switch over to politics, but the only thing I thought was pretty crazy is in the Georgia case, I thought that they had assigned that judge, but that judge actually selected the case. He's like 34 years old or 33 years old, like something wild. And he's just like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah. And Georgia's weird too, because their RICO laws are different. So,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild year. Started off wild.
Have you guys watched Louder Milk?
Never even heard of it.
Nope.
So it's, I can't think, Ron Livingston from like Office Space.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
All right. Watch that show. He's like an addiction specialist because he's a recovering alcoholic, and he's like lives in Seattle. Will Sasso, the funny comedian, is his roommate and like his sober coach. But Loudermouth like runs all these classes, but he's just an asshole. And like, he thinks he's always right about stuff. I mean, it's pretty darn funny. It's a little dark, but it's pretty good. And like, he's obviously good at his job and helping people and run the meetings. But man, and Livingston's so good at that dry, like, kind of asshole response. So
yeah,
yeah, he is. I started watching it just the other day, and I'm a few episodes in. Like, as soon as we're done now, like, I'm gonna eat some dinner, and like, I'm gonna get a couple episodes in.
Yeah, it looks like it's on Netflix for people who are curious. There's been three seasons, and it is no longer, or maybe they're filming new seasons. I don't know if it's been canceled. It doesn't say.
I think they're filming 4 and 5 right now, because I saw nice. Will Sasso tweeting that out. Plus, also, I love that dude.
I love Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah, nice. He's same. Awesome.
He's so good back in the day on like Mad TV and stuff.
Yeah, Will so it's Sasso's pretty. The man. I was pumped when I saw him pop up on that show. I was like, nice. Get
yeah,
it, Will.
He's still really funny too. I've seen him in a couple podcasts recently, but yeah, he kind of like dropped off the map for a bit there.
Well, that's the other thing too, is like, there's so many networks and streaming services. Like, there's shows out there, because you're almost like, wonder what that guy's up to. And it's like, oh, he's on this show. Like, you don't even know.
I know it is. That whole thing is weird. Actually, Ted, you're one of the bigger TV people I know. What do you think about that? Like, we got rid of the cable package. We like were cord cutters, and now we just like got all these same damn bundles back, but they feel more expensive.
I think it's happened. They are. And in no way am I surprised. Well, also yeah. A lot of people that were cord cutters. It's like, right. But you sit on your computer or your tablet and watch shows still. So it's like, we used to have this argument. Like, I never really understood it. Like, all right, well, great. Like, I know people like, I don't even own a TV. Like, all right, well, what about the computer over there? Do you watch stuff on that? Well, yeah. Like, so you own a TV. Like, technically, it's not a TV. So, I mean, yeah, this is what's bound to happen. You had Netflix, and now everybody else is involved. So, yeah, even if you don't have cable, by the time you pay for all that stuff, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
But so I do think it's good opportunities for a lot of shows to get made that probably never would have gotten made if it was just cable and the networks.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it looks like on Loudermilk, Brian Regan is on there, too. Undercover. Yeah. Great comedian. One of my favorites for a long time. Clean comedian, too, which is tough.
Which is funny, because I think on the show, he curses.
Really? Oh, dude. Yeah, he was a...
Ted.
Go ahead, Matt.
Do you remember the show Las Vegas on NBC back in the day?
Man, I don't.
Josh Duhamel.
Silence is deafening. I'm going to say no.
Okay. Well, it's got a lot of hot chicks in it. And right. It was just kind of the golden era of the networks. It was before all the streaming stuff. And like, it just came back on Peacock. It hasn't been there the whole time. Like, whatever happened to that show? I love that show. It's like Molly Sims, Nikki Cox, and Vanessa Marsil are like all in it. It's, yeah.
Nikki I watched Cox. A lot. I know. I mean, there were so many episodes of Unhappily Ever After. I think that was that show, right? That I used to watch. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, man.
She's a legend, dude. That's what hooked me on that show back in the day. And yeah, I'm rewatching it on Peacock. It's so good. I've only watched that and Just Shoot Me in the last like 6 months.
David Spade is awesome. I don't know that he gets enough credit for how funny his shows are.
So good.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here and we'll come back with some emails. What's Madden in the Cop topic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors. And during the break, I was explaining to these guys, I'm going to try Flock Chicken Skin Crisp, Terry Black barbecue flavored. You know, maybe while you're reading the emails, I'll just go ahead and try one.
Maybe we'll get a live taste test.
Well, let's see.
Wow.
All right, so it's a red bag and they're chicken skins. So is that I might sound completely ridiculous, but is that like similar to like a pork rind where it's like are we talking about literally the skin of a chicken that's fried in oil? So
that is my impression. Yes, like a pork rind, like it's just chicken skin. Oh yeah,
you're gonna have to believe me, but holy shit, dude, that's metal. All right, The rind is in. First impressions, Ted. He's smiling.
That is so good. I mean, it may be good for you, but goddamn, that's good.
Nice, dude.
It's like a pork rind. Oh, man, that is good.
It's like a chip, kind of?
Yeah.
Type vibe?
It's literally just a little piece of skin.
Oh, wow. You just reminded me. I haven't eaten all day. Now I'm hungry.
Woo.
Ted, I don't think I've seen you that excited about a new food in a while. Where'd you get this thing? I might try to get some.
My algorithm and Instagram.
It's like he talks about Terry Blacks a lot. Give him the chicken rinds.
I think it's that and talking about cutting down on carbs and stuff. And Instagram the next day is like, you should try these, man. There's no carbs and chicken skin.
That's awesome. All right. First email. So some of these, we didn't do email last week and we've been kind of off and on, whatever. So we got some from like around Christmas time as well. So just a heads up.
All right.
Recently started listening to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Great stuff here. Anyway, I'm sitting here on Saturday night with a glass of wine, waiting for SNL to come on and waiting to see if it's Ted's birthday yet. Ted's pretty lucky to have such great friends. Happy birthday, Ted. Merry Christmas to all and Happy New Year's. Tight lines, fellas. Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Also, Tony, I'm curious if you could email in. How did you hear about the podcast? I'm always curious how people get into it. Sleeve Man. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land. Anytime when I read these emails, I kind of glance ahead. And anytime I see my name, I just get nervous. I'm like, oh, what did we get wrong? I've been listening for a few years now, and I'm finally writing in for my first Cobb topic. I've actually thought of three things that we are in the golden age of, so I'll try to keep this brief. First, I'll start with the most boring. I think we're in the golden age of the common man having access to the stock market and especially cryptocurrency. We've already seen the impact of this with the GameStop short squeeze. There's never been a time in history where a person could set aside some of their money and potentially turn it into a lot more money in a short period of time with literally no effort. Of course, there's an element of luck to it, but that can be mitigated with doing some research before investing. As always, don't gamble with money you can't afford to lose. Slave Man, I would piggyback on that and say that humans have never been able to organize in the way that they are now. There's a good book about that called The Crisis of Authority. But yeah, how everyone could band together for something like that. Everyone who doesn't know each other, it's sort of like a weird decentralized, short seller or hedge fund type of move, but it's like made up by a bunch of, individual entities or nodes on the network, which is kind of cool and definitely brand new and really caught a lot of those hedge fund guys off guard.
Dude, honestly, I was just watching a show about Vikings the other day, and it's exactly what you're saying. Like, people are just in England. They have no idea these Vikings even exist. And then they just show up and just destroy your town and burn everything down. It's just like, right? So nowadays, info about, like, I was just like, can you imagine sitting there and one day, like a dude just throws an axe through my slider. It's just like, what the fuck?
yeah, exactly, dude. And you see them on the horizon, you're like, what are those? Like, are those friend or foe? And they come ashore and you're like, holy S, these guys are huge and they've got axes and they want our women and our food.
Right, they want what we have.
Yeah, it is crazy. I was just thinking about that the other day. Just the access to information we have is really so wild. Like, before, think about pre-internet. Like, if you were going to learn to, like, even something as simple as like being a barista. Like, I watched a YouTube video this morning on how to use an espresso machine that my girlfriend got, and it's just like, I would have just had to like go meet a barista and be like, can you teach me how to use this thing? Or like read the manual that came with it, which there wasn't one.
Yeah.
It's just wild.
Yeah. It's insanity.
Yeah. It's insanity. Okay. The second thing that we're going in the golden age of coincides with what you guys were saying about comedians, but with music. I believe we're in the golden age of artists, artists creating and spreading their work, and consumers having access to it. Musicians can create their work on seemingly limitless devices and programs in their own home and release it to the world on a variety of mediums online. Someone who makes music as a hobby can become a sensation almost overnight. The consumer can also delve into the most granular level of any musical genre. It's late here in Austin, allowing them to find the music that fits them just right. Dude, I totally agree. And I hope that the cream rises to the top. My fear is that people react to like what is loud and bright and shiny rather than what is quality. But, to each his own. And you're right, there is a lot of good artists in general coming up through the ether. Matt, what's up?
Go ahead. I'm still laughing about your thing with the coffee maker, and you're like, I would have had to meet a barista and ask them how to use this thing or read the manual that came with it.
No, like, I said that didn't come with it.
Oh, you said didn't come with it. Okay.
Yeah.
I misheard you, but I was laughing about that.
One of those weird tattooed baristas.
Ted, if I remember correctly, you were a big bikini barista guy for a while. Or maybe actually that was Matt. That was Matt. I would have probably asked one of them. Finally, I think this
I ran into one of the most famous bikini baristas at the Kraken game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm just looking at this girl and she's looking at me, I'm like, Rachel. She's like, what's up? You start wow. BSing. Yeah. I was just like,
legend.
Right. Yeah. And we had some, I know her, but we had other mutual friends from a whole different part of my life. And I was like, huh, all right. Yeah. Like, you never know.
She's an icon in that world.
Dude, and this is like in between periods. It's like I'm talking to her husband too. I think it's her husband. And then like they walk away and like the people I'm with are like, who the hell is that? Wow. She's kind of a famous bikini barista and has her own stands and everything now.
Long story. Yeah.
Finally, I think this one has been the case for at least the last decade, but I'd say we're in the golden age of microbreweries. Every city has at least a dozen, and every backwater town has at least one, and they're all crushing it. You can feel their passion for brewing in every single one of these places, and they're awesome to visit, imbibe, socialize, support a local business, and have a good time. Hot on their heels seem to be local distilleries making hard seltzers, hard ciders, liquors, and spirits. Bonus golden age prediction. 2024 will be the golden age of the Mariners. This is our year. Let's spend some money and let's get some good bats. Go Mariners.
I hope so.
Yeah, just, I hope so. I mean, look,
it's good for the whole city, but I know so many diehard Mariners fans. Like, God, give them something.
Yeah. Honestly, selfishly, it's good for the popcorn business, too. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Whoops. Wrote this in on thepodcast.com first and realized my mistake. Nope. That's Sleeve Man also. I appreciate the extra effort, Sleeve Man. And now I know your real name.
Sleeve Man.
2024 motto and Huskies in the Natty. Boys. Dude, when emails start that way, I already know it's going to be a hitter. Boys, first and foremost, isn't it wild that the Huskies are in the Natty? Let's go. I'm headed to Houston, so if by chance any of you are going, let me know and we can link up for a beer or a tailgate. Damn, opportunity missed. That would have been sick. That brings me to my second point. Can I suggest a motto for 2024? I feel our nation, due to COVID and political turmoil, has been just surviving. This has been the case for me as well. It's been a rough one, yet one of growth, and it's starting to pay off. So I think it's time to stop surviving and start thriving. The Huskies are thriving. I'm thriving. The podcast chairs are thriving so hard they're about to break the market. Let's keep it going and unite the nation, nay, the world, under one motto, the year of the thrive. Love you guys, and your podcast truly is the greatest in all the land.
Mike Beattie. All in.
Who's that from?
Mike Beattie.
I mean, I like what he's saying, man. He's right. Let's thrive this year.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
It's time to shine, boys.
Big year.
Greetings.
Thriving. And when I left Austin, I said to Cobb's girl, she's like, what are you up to the next couple months or whatever? I was like, I got to chill out. Okay, just between the holidays and everything else. Saturday, like I was at a friend's house. They were having like a little get together. People were making pizzas. And somebody that I hadn't seen, they were just like, what's up with you, man? I was like, nothing. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, what do you like on a, you don't drink anymore? What'd you do? And I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, no, I'm just not drinking tonight. Like, damn, aggressive. And he's like, well, usually when I see you here, I'm like, yeah. All right. Well, I mean, I can still hang out.
I was at the Natty. I went ham.
Yeah, right. I was like, man, I'm, and on top of it, it's like I'm freaking driving.
I know. I feel like sometimes people feel like personally insulted when you don't drink. Anyway, greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Gentlemen, been listening for quite a while and catching up on the podcast. MCTP made a recommendation a couple episodes back about the show Obliterated on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I checked it out on January 2nd and couldn't stop watching until about 1 a.m. Finished four episodes in a row. The only reason I stopped is that I had to be up by 5:30 a.m. Oh my God. The scenes with the little green goblin in the helicopter cockpit are hilarious. Thanks for the recommendation and LARP on.
Dude, hell yeah.
I think I'm through three episodes.
That's a fun one. I'm glad he emailed in and reminded people about how great that is.
That show is insanity.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, we got how many more do you want to do? We got a couple.
We can do two more.
All right. Attention, the podcast. Stocks are rising like a
Ooh, Jesus.
And that's just the subject line. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I apologize for such a vulgar subject line, but it's my hope that Cobb won't read this live on the podcast too late. And it'll be pre-read. We'll see. You know what's funny, Spencer, is I did pre-read this. When it came in my email, I was like, oh, I'm opening that. Opened it, read like the first two lines, completely forgot about it. Looks like this came 5 days ago. And well, here we are with my foot in my mouth again. Plus, I think that phrase is hilarious and always makes me laugh. Just like you guys, for absolutely free. And let's not forget that this is the longest running podcast in KISW's history. I'm pretty sure that's true, but like the podcast, it can be a wealth of misinformation. I've been listening since the year of the hustle. In fact, it was that year that I determined to write my novel. Now, some 11, 12 years. I'm still with you, and I'm a self-published author. Dude, hell yeah. Nice work. Writing a book is hard as all hell. A lot of respect for that. I missed some in the middle and haven't listened quite religiously as I have with the men's room. But for 2024, my resolution, I kept it simple, just to keep up with the podcast.
I mean, I respect it. That should be an easy, that's an easy accomplishable mission.
Pump the stock. As for the rest of the podcast listeners out there, I have a challenge for you. That is, if it's okay with you guys. I call it the subject line challenge, and it's simple. Write an email with a funny subject line, a riddle, or anything that will make Cobb immediately read the email. Anyway, just an idea. Keep up with the hilarious podcast, and know it is appreciated. As always, LARP on.
Nice. Nice. I like that energy.
That was a great email, great subject line. Love it.
Let's go out on that one. I'm not sure which way they're leaning.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to check in with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's maddening.
Hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Whoa. Check out with what's
all right. So I guess I should start Thursday night. I got the chance to, Tyler and I got to go see Jesse and Jamie were in town. Jesse, of course, surprised us on the Christmas episode and set up isitedsbirthday.com. So they were down in downtown Palm Springs with their two kids. My first time meeting the youngest one. And their oldest one claimed to remember us. I was pretty stoked. She's a smart one. And, you know, I thought we had some good times back in the day. So, it was great to see them both. Great to, you know.
And you met the whole crew, right?
Yeah.
Sunday was the first time I met the Brits.
Oh, okay. I don't exactly know who they were. I just met them.
I was about to be like, they're the ones with the accents, dude.
we went and met up with them. There's always a street fair on Thursday nights. I went to it with Cobb the first time I ever went. Actually, it's just dope. It's every Thursday, and so Tyler and I started at the 420 bank. Then we met up with them, walked around a little bit, went to this restaurant. And they had a big table for us right by the stage. And like, Jesse and Jamie have a baby. And it's like, there's this band playing like kind of not great covers. Like it's all over the place down here. All these restaurants have these cover bands that are like these middle-aged to older dudes just like jamming. They're having a great time. I love to see it, but it's not great music to be seated by. For an entire meal, like right in your eardrum with a baby there. And that's so wrong. We were like, we got to get moved. And so they ended up moving us to two separate tables. And the Brits were like, you got to sit next to Jesse and Jamie because you never see them. You guys live down here. And so, yeah, it was just Tyler, me, Jesse, Jamie, and their kids. And
oh, nice.
It was awesome catching up.
Frances had a dope jacket, man.
Dude, she's stylish. The one she got here, you mean? You saw that?
Yeah.
That blue and pink one? Yeah. So she found a little, poncho jacket thing and at the street fair. And yeah, it was great to see them. Then Friday night, that was the night, went and saw The Beekeeper with Jason Statham.
All right.
Way better than Killers of the Flower Moon. The last movie I saw.
I respect that.
Yeah, it was just it was a classic Jason Statham movie. Like checked every box, everything you want to see from the guy. Still got it.
Stud.
It was so fun. That theater has the personal pan pizzas from Pizza Hut.
Oh, game on.
So, and we get these $5 tickets through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app. So it's just like, we just go to these $5 movies, and this one was awesome. I don't remember what happened Saturday. And then Sunday, we hiked the trails kind of in my front yard, there's like mountains, and there's like a really populated trail right in front of my house. And then, but that trail connects to this other one that goes up higher in the mountains and like back behind this other golf course, and then by the golf course that I work at. And then it's like, takes you all the way to the highway through this other trail. It's like this awesome views the entire time. It was just a super fun hike to like, I literally started right above my work and then, you know, hiked around my work around this other dope course and, you know, ended up in my front yard. And so it was a really fun, you know, through hike, just one way. It's not that out and back. And most of it was like just the two of us. Like I said, when we got to the trail in front of our house, there's people every 20 feet. It was crazy. But like the rest of it, we were like, dude, it's literally just us out here. This is so dope. There's like a little oasis with, you know, palm trees and some water. And yeah, it was, yeah, really cool to see my little radius from a different perspective up there in the mountains.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I like too. It's fun when you're on a trail by yourself. Spark up a little doobie.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had a lot of fun. I mean, it went by quick. It took 3.5 hours for 8 miles. Felt pretty good about that. And
all right.
It was a really cool, I mean, just gorgeous day, and those views were like insane. But I was still like looking at the golf holes because I'll get to play them in the summer. Like, all right, let's see if I can see any new ideas up here, like just to pass the time. Because it's like, we got a lot of steps. We got like 20,000 more steps to go.
Like that. You gotta. I mean, hey, look, next year's golf season started today.
Right. Mental visualization from all angles, well in advance.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I think that's awesome. You got to meet everybody, and they were down there as well. Like it got brought up a couple times on Sunday. I was like, I know, I got to get down there. They were like, seriously? I was like, all right, you guys are killing me.
Yeah. Dude, and the kids loved it. That's what I love, is like all these, like all my friends and my brother's kids, like all these kids love their little, you know, they know the desert's awesome, and they just love coming out here and living their best life. And, you know, yeah, they just love pools. We got them everywhere. Like, have a ball, kids.
Pools are awesome as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I love them as an adult.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Cobb, you'll be happy to know, too. I got a text from Matt over the weekend. He's like, where are you staying in June? I was like, the hotel. He's like, all right. And then I was like, boots on the ground. I know the neighbors. Like, I'll show you around. What I say, Saturday morning, breakfast tacos at Veracruz, all natural on me.
On me.
Nice. We're thinking about making a whole event of it, actually.
I know. Well, I've had a couple different people been like, we can all get together and rent a house and this and that. I said, you go ahead. I said, for the weekend, I'm in that hotel. I'm not missing any of the action. Coming in hot.
I love that, dude. That's awesome.
Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right. Usually the Cobb topics are pretty easy to come up with. This week, I sort of strained back and forth between what direction to lead, leaning back and forth between which way to go. Because it's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. We're feeling good, but it's been a rough start. But I feel like, generally speaking, the outlook for 2024 is pretty solid for people. So the other day I was listening to a podcast, and I feel like most things about health, you know, I've kind of heard, and this guy just summed up like all health knowledge in one sentence, and it really stuck with me. And so I kind of basically just wanted to shoehorn it in here for people listening. But what he said was, treat your body like it's a house that you're going to live in for the next 40 years. And I was like, ooh, yeah. If I was going to like take care of a house and I knew I was going to be there for a long time, like I would take a lot better care of it than I'm taking now, whether that's nutrition, taking care of your teeth, taking care of, you know, any little things that you see that maybe are going wrong, like, you know, a fungus under your toenail, something like that. So anyway, the Cobb topic this week, keep that quote in mind as you think about how you prepare for your year. The Cop Topic this week is, if you could give your younger self one piece of health advice, what would it be? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at the, with two E's, thepodcast.com. If you could give your younger self one piece of health advice, what would it be? Boys?
It's kind of, it's a little bit tougher. Like, I wish I didn't have, like, I still struggle with, like, emotional eating, but I don't know that I could tell my younger self that, if that would make a ton of difference. You know what I mean? Because that's just kind of the environment you grow up in. You know, it's like, celebrate, what's the food? Things are bad. Oh, we'll get fast food.
Yeah, I still do that all the time. Good call.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing probably is just, I would just maybe try to tell them, like, stop drinking all that soda and, like, get used to eating fruits and vegetables. And just get used to eating real food.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, and Ted, you know, you've really completely changed, like, as far as, like, your sort of family history and legacy. Like, you talked about a lot of the meals you ate growing up versus, like, I see the stuff that you eat and think about now, and it's, like, completely different. And I feel like that's doing no small part to both your hard work and Matt's hard work. So I think that's pretty rare that people actually change what they eat.
Yeah. And it's tough, right? I mean, there's, especially nowadays, there's so much good food that's readily available and easy to get.
I know. Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. I mean, depends on when I was talking to myself, you know? But yeah, I would definitely just tell, I would have, depends on when, like, you know, because I kind of figured some stuff out along the way. But if I could go back like 10 years ago, I knew about controlled articular rotations and didn't do them and didn't learn more about them, and could have, you know, if I could have started that joint health range of motion journey a lot earlier, I think that would have been good. But like, my biggest like accomplishments of 2023 fitness wise are like, I have control over my individual toes now. Like, my toes aren't just like kind of, you know, stuck anymore. And like, I can move my spine one vertebrae at a time, like pretty much on command, which took, both those things took me all of 2023 like to be able to say that.
Not to dismiss it, but I feel like I'm on like a weird Tinder date right now. I can move my spine one vertebrae at a time.
You know what?
That's awesome,
you know,
dude.
That equals pleasure for a lady.
If you know what I mean.
It's a magic move.
Magic Matt.
Magic Matt, dude. Hell yeah. Magic Matt in the desert, baby. 2024. Let's go.
He's out there thriving.
Yeah. Out there moving one vertebrae at a time, baby. You know how we do. Pump the stock, Ted.
Pump the stock. You know what? For Magic Matt, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right. Usually the Cobb topics are pretty easy to come up with. This week, I sort of strained back and forth between what direction to lead, leaning back and forth between which way to go. Because it's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. We're feeling good, but it's been a rough start. But I feel like, generally speaking, the outlook for 2024 is pretty solid for people. So the other day I was listening to a podcast, and I feel like most things about health, I've kind of heard, and this guy just summed up like all health knowledge in one sentence, and it really stuck with me. And so I kind of basically just wanted to shoehorn it in here for people listening. But what he said was, treat your body like it's a house that you're going to live in for the next 40 years. And I was like, ooh, yeah. If I was going to like take care of a house and I knew I was going to be there for a long time, like I would take a lot better care of it than I'm taking now, whether that's nutrition, taking care of your teeth, taking care of, any little things that you see that maybe are going wrong, like, a fungus under your toenail, something like that. So anyway, the cop topic this week, keep that quote in mind as you think about how you prepare for your year. The cop topic this week is, if you could give your younger self one piece of health advice, what would it be? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at the with two E's, thepodcast.com. If you could give your younger self one piece of health advice, what would it be? Boys?
It's a little bit tougher. Like, I wish I didn't have, I still struggle with emotional eating, but I don't know that I could tell my younger self that, if that would make a ton of difference. I mean? Because that's just kind of the environment you grow up in. It's like, celebrate, what's the food? Things are bad. Oh, we'll get fast food.
Yeah, I still do that all the time. Good call.
Yeah. The main thing probably is just, I would just maybe try to tell them, stop drinking all that soda and get used to eating fruits and vegetables. Just get used to eating real food.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, and Ted, you've really completely changed, as far as your sort of family history and legacy. Like, you talked about a lot of the meals you ate growing up versus I see the stuff that you eat and think about now, and it's completely different. And I feel like that's due in no small part to both your hard work and Matt's hard work. So I think that's pretty rare that people actually change what they eat.
Yeah. And it's tough, right? I mean, especially nowadays, there's so much good food that's readily available and easy to get.
I know. Yeah.
Matt?
Yeah. Depends on when I was talking to myself, but yeah, I would definitely just tell, depends on when, you know, because I kind of figured some stuff out along the way. But if I could go back like 10 years ago, I knew about controlled articular rotations and didn't do them and didn't learn more about them, and could have, you know, if I could have started that joint health range of motion journey a lot earlier, I think that would have been good. But like, my biggest like accomplishments of 2023 fitness wise are like, I have control over my individual toes now. Like, my toes aren't just like kind of, you know, stuck anymore. And like, I can move my spine one vertebrae at a time, like pretty much on command, which took both those things took me all of 2023 like to be
this
able
is
to say
that. Not to dismiss it, but I feel like I'm on like a weird Tinder date right now. I can move my spine one vertebrae at a time.
You know what?
That's awesome,
you know,
dude.
That equals pleasure for a lady.
If you know what I mean.
It's a magic move.
Magic Matt.
Magic Matt, dude. Hell yeah. Magic Matt in the desert, baby. 2024. Let's go.
He's out there thriving.
Yeah. Out there moving one vertebrae at a time, baby. You know how we do. Pump the stock, Ted.
Pump the stock. You know what? For Magic Matt, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.